The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The mother of Jesus and his brothers arrived at the house. Standing outside, they sent word to Jesus and called him. A crowd seated around him told him, "Your mother and your brothers and your sisters are outside asking for you." But he said to them in reply, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those seated in the circle, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. What do you have to be like to be the chosen, the best student?
Hoping.
Okay, you gotta be a hopeful person.
Be kind.
Be kind.
Say thank you.
Say thank you.
Being quiet.
Be quiet.
Listen.
Listen, very good. He should be the best student in the class. Listening. It's all of the other things are good. You have to be quiet. You have to be nice. You have to be positive. You have to have good grades, right? But if you're not listening to your teacher, then you're not going to be able to do these things. Because maybe you're the smartest kid in the class, but your teacher tells you work on your English and you're doing math. Well, the teacher's not gonna choose you to be the best student. The best student is someone who listens to their teacher. Now, would that student also just listen or do what the teacher says?
When the teacher asks you to do something, you do it and you don't complain.
Very good. When the teacher asks you to do something, you do it, and he added something very important. You don't complain. You do it, and you're happy about doing it. Because your teachers, they love you, they care about you, they want you all to be the best students you can be. But also, they're older than you, so they know better what's good for you. And that's why it's important for you to listen to them. The same thing with your parents. You need to listen to your parents and do what they tell you. What do we call it when someone listens to someone and does what they tell them to do? What's the word that we call that?
Thank you.
Okay, you say thank you afterwards, but what is the word that describes doing? Yes, come over here, so you can hear. Doing something a person tells you to do.
Say yes.
Say yes. It starts with O.
You could say obey.
Very good. It's obey. Obeying someone. When you obey your teachers, to them you are the best student in the classroom because you're listening and then you're doing what they're asking you to do. And that's what Jesus tells us today. The same thing, Jesus loves all of us and he wants us to be the best persons we can be. And Jesus knows much better than us. So he says that when we obey him, when we listen to him and do what he wants us to do, we become his family, we become his brothers and sisters. And that's the best person we can be when we become like Jesus and be his brothers and sisters, act as his brothers and sisters, because then we're doing what Jesus is asking us to do.